So Lord, we are thankful this evening for your goodness and kindness to us.
主，我们今天晚上感谢你对我们的恩慈和良善。
And we're thankful that you are bringing us into a new year. We acknowledge the grace of God upon us in the former year. Lord, you've been good to us this year.
主，我们感谢您把我们带入了新的一年。我们知道去年一年你对我们非常的有恩慈。
So we are thankful for your help in the past, but we're looking forward to your blessing this evening, this morning, and into the week and then the year that lies ahead.
我们知道您过去对我们一直很好，我们也祈求您继续的祝福我们下一周以及未来的一年。
Lord, bless, we pray, the youth that are with us downstairs in the building this evening.
主，我们也为我们教堂的这个地下室的年轻人，正在聚会的年轻人们祷告。
We pray that in their young years they will learn the truth of God and that they will acknowledge their need of a Savior and the Lordship of Jesus Christ in their life.
主，我们盼望他们在年少的时候就能够知道他们需要一个救主，也希望他们把主耶稣当成他们的救主，能够学到神的真理。
We pray that each of them may trust the Savior and walk in your ways and know the blessing of God upon them as they live their years for Jesus.
盼望他们每一个人都能够走在您的道路上，能够把耶稣作为他们的救主，使他们一生都蒙福。
And be with us, Lord, we pray as well. Give Eric the right words from yourself for each of our hearts and lives.
主，也求您与我们同在，你也借着 Eric 把从您来的话语说到我们每个人的心里。
And so we just commit our time to you, giving thanks and looking to you for blessing.
主，我们就把我们的时间交在你的手中，我们向您感恩，也求您祝福我们。
And we do this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Harold.If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the Gospel of John, again, the first chapter.
大家有圣经的话，可以跟我一起翻到约翰福音一章。
I'd like to read from verse 14 down to verse 18.
我要给大家从第十四节读到第十八节。
These are the verses I'd like to make some comments on tonight.
这是我今天要重点讲解的经文。
Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me.And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明。”
Now, do you have a favorite verse or a verse in the Bible that is more important to you than perhaps many other verses are?
你有没有最喜欢的经文呢？或者说，在圣经里哪些经文你比其他经文都更喜欢呢？
Is there some passage of scripture that has meant a lot to you in your Christian life?
有没有圣经的哪一段的经文对你来说，在你的基督徒的生命中，对你来说最重要，意味着更多呢？
For many, it might be John 3:16.
那对很多人来说呢，这样的经文可能就是约翰福音三章十六节。
When someone for the first time has seen the love of God and believed in that in the Lord Jesus and passed from death to life.
特别是那些他们刚刚意识到神的爱，然后相信了耶稣基督，就出死入生的人呢，这些经文对他们印象很深。
Or you might have a psalm, perhaps like the 23rd psalm, where the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
那或者说呢，可能是诗篇的23篇，就是耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏这一章。
But I think all of us have some portion of scripture that we've that has meant a lot to us at a critical point in our life.
我相信我们很多人都会有这样的特别的经文，对你而言就是对你特别重要，在你的人生中起到了非常关键的作用。
And this verse 14 was a verse like that for me.
那约翰福音的一章十四节呢，对我而言就是这样的一节经文。
The word we read in verse 1 was God.
我们在这个约翰福音的一章一节里读到，道就是神。
The word was God.
道就是神。
And here we read that the word became flesh.
然后我们现在在十四节读到了，道成了肉身。
What an amazing statement that is.
这是一个多么令人惊奇的一个宣告。
And I'd like to, for a little while, just look at that one phrase, the word became flesh.
我们现在就花时间专门就看这几个字，道成了肉身。
Right over that, you could write as an explanation that the eternal God became or took on human nature.
你可以在这句话上写上这个解释啊，就是永恒的神他取了人的样子。
Think of that for a moment.
我们可以思想一会儿这个事情。
God who alone exists in glorious light from all eternity past.
那神他自己啊，独自在永恒的荣耀里面居住，从永恒的永远到永恒的未来。
He created a world with time.
他创造了一个在时空里的世界。
And then he created creatures in that world.
然后他又在这个世界里呢，创造了各种生物。
And one special creature he created was man.
那在所有的受造物中呢，有一个特别的受造物就是人。
Man made in the image of God.
是按照神的形象和样式造的人。
And his likeness.
就是像神一样的。
Man had therefore a free will to choose.
因此人呢就有了自由意志可以选择。
He had the capacity to be able to be conscious of this eternal God.
然后呢他就有这样的能力能够感知到这永恒的神。
And all went well until the man exercised his free will and said, I want to be Like God.
那本来一切都好，直到人呢使用了他的自由意志，说：“哦，我想要变成神。”
And then the mind and the heart and the spirit of that man went dark.
然后呢，这个人他的心和他的思想和他的灵呢都变得黑暗了。
His connection was broken.
他和神的连接呢就切断了。
His connection with God was broken, rather.
他和神的联系就切断了。
Now God could have done two things, one of two things.
神呢可以本来可以在两件事里面选一个来做。
He could have destroyed man who he made.
一个呢他是可以毁掉，就是摧毁他所造的人。
But instead, he made a promise.
但他没有这样做，相反呢，神给了人一个应许。
In the garden.
在伊甸园里。
That.The seed of the woman would come one day to redeem mankind.
那就是有一天女人的后裔呢会把人类从最终救出来。
So God then through the seed of a woman would come into the world.
所以神会借着这个女人的后裔进入这个世界。
The word flesh there means human nature.
这里的这个肉身呢，就代表人的本性，人性。
He took on a human nature. He didn't borrow it.
所以他取了一个人形，他不是借来的。
He permanently took on human nature.
他是永远的取了这个肉身，取了人形。
It was something that was added to God Himself.
这是在神的他的这个本质上增加的一个东西。
And this would be permanent.
而且这个东西是永远加上去的。
It would never be reversed.
永远不会再退回去了，不可逆的。
Again, we're entering into mysterious things.
那在这一点上，我们又进到了奥秘之中了。
But to understand this statement, we have to accept it just by faith.
但是为了要明白这样一句话呢，我们就是要单单凭信心接受它。
But from the time that this baby came into the world, there was a change in eternity.
自从这个婴孩啊进到了这个世界里以后呢，在永恒里就发生了变化。
From now, we have a man exalted to God's right hand at the pinnacle of power, the height of power, at the right hand of the throne of God.
那现在呢，就有一个人被升到了那个权力的至高处，就是在神的右手边。
We have a man on the throne forever.
我们现在有一个人永远的坐在了宝座上。
Now, when it says the word, that is, the word means the perfect expression of God became flesh.
这里说的道成了肉身，这个道呢，就是完美的神的这个表达，成了肉身。
We read in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
在希伯来书的一章一节和二节里面。
That God spoke to the fathers, that is the fathers of Israel, through the prophets in the Old Testament, by many different ways.
第一节说神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，列祖就是以色列人的祖先。
But he says in these last days,God has spoken to us by His Son.
第二节说，就在这末世，借着他儿子晓谕我们。
The Word is the very expression of God. When God expressed Himself, it was in the person of the Lord Jesus made flesh. The Word made flesh.
所以这个道呢，就是神他的心的最充分的这个表达，所以神要把他自己充分表达出来的时候呢，这个道就必须取了肉身。
What better way to understand the mysteries than if a man that Christ Jesus came and embodied those truths? He embodied the truth.
所以除此之外还有什么更好的表达神的方式吗？就是他要成为一个人，他自己就是这个神的真理的体现。
So when he became flesh, it was a nature that God had already created, which he took on a permanent basis.
所以他取了肉身的时候呢，其实就是把神已经造的一个人性啊，就是造的这个人的这个本质呢，他把它取了来，而且是永远的取了这个肉身。
Further, these two natures, God and man.
那或者说呢，这个两个本质，一个是神，一个人。
They were united in one person.
他们在一个人的身上结合在了一起。
Yet each of those natures, they were separate.
那这两种本性呢，本身呢，他们又都是分别独自存在的。
They were distinct from each other.
他们彼此呢是不同的。
The theologians have a term for this. It's called the hypostatic union. Don't worry, we're not going to have a test on this.
那神学呢，对这有一个词，就是
Hypostatic.
Hypostatic union. 一个什么什么的联合，我也不知道怎么翻这个中文。
It's a union, but not a fusion.
它是一个联合，但是不是融合。
Do you understand that?
你明白吗？你们明白吗？
Shake your head, say no.
我相信大家都会摇头说不明白。
Paul didn't understand it either completely.
保罗其实也不是完全明白的。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
我们看看提摩太前书的三章十六节。
And verse 16 says, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness.
他说大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。
God was manifest in the flesh.
神在肉身显现。
Now, that great mystery of godliness, I don't know if we can...Truly enter into all that means.
这是神的极大的奥秘啊！我相信我们作为人是不能完全明白他的意思的。
To have the Lord Jesus could say, "I and my Father are one."
主耶稣可以说，我和我父本为一。
But he could also say, "Not my will, but yours be done."
但是同时他也可以说呢，不按我的意思，按你的意思。
So you have the two natures now.
所以你看现在有两个本性。
Perfectly joined together, but not fused.
是完全联合在一起，但是它不是混合在一起了，不是融合在一起。
Do you understand that?
大家明白吗？
I don't think any of us can.
我不觉得我们任何其中任何有一人会能明白。
Paul said, "Great is that mystery," and he didn't attempt to explain it.
刚读的这节经文就说，保罗说这是大哉呀，敬虔的奥秘，所以他并没有试图想去把它解释清楚。
What he does, though, however, he shows the results of that in chapter. First Timothy again, verse chapter 3 and verse 16. The rest of that verse.
他并没有想把这个道理解释清楚，相反呢，他讲的是这个奥秘的结果，就是刚才读到的这个提摩太前书三章十六节的后半段。
Verse 16, he begins by saying, without controversy, there's no argument, it's a great mystery.
然后他这里说无人不以为然啊，就是说这个没有人会对此产生质疑的，这的确是一个奥秘。
Yet those plain statements that the Word was made flesh destroys all the arguments of the philosophers.
就这一句简单的话，就是道成了肉身呢，他就击败了所有的这个哲学家。
Some were saying that he only borrowed human nature, but he didn't really become a man.
有的人说他只是借了这个人形啊，他并没有真正的成为人。
The word became flesh means he continued to be in the flesh.
但是他说道成了肉身，也就是说他持续的取了这个肉身。
Others said that he wasn't really, he really didn't take on God, he borrowed the body.
那也有人说呢，就是他没有真的成了肉身，他只是借了一个这个肉体。
And later when the body died, he went back as a spirit only.
然后他说当这个肉体死了以后呢，他就又以这个灵的形式呢又回天上去了。
And there are other philosophical arguments that have been shown to be false just by this great statement here.
那还有一些关于这一点的其他的一些哲学的这个意见啊，但是呢，他们在这句话面前呢，都显为他们的错误了。
The word became flesh.
他说道成了肉身。
Now, that means that he was 100% God, he never changed.
那就意味着，首先他是百分之百的神，他从来没有，这一点没有改变过。
He didn't cease.To be what he was before.
他没有停止说不再像他以前是神那样了。
He was perfectly God and he was perfectly man.
他既是完全的神，又是完全的人。
They were united at the conception.
他们呢是在主耶稣怀孕的，就怀胎的时候呢，就这两个本性就联合在一起了。
Turn with me to Luke chapter 1.
大家可以翻到路加福音一章。
Luke chapter 1 and verse 31.
31节。
The angel Gabriel comes in to this young woman Mary, who is engaged but not yet married, and tells her she's going to have a child.
那天使加百列呢，来到这个已经跟约瑟订婚但是还没有成亲的这个少女，就是这个玛利亚这里。
And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
31节到33节，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他祖大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
Then Mary asks a logical question, well, how can this be, since I do not know a man?
然后玛利亚呢，就问了一个很合逻辑的问题，她说，我没有出嫁，怎能有这事呢？
Verse 35, pay attention to this.
我们看这个35节啊，注意看这一节。
And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God.
天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫蔽你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
The power of the highest will overshadow you.
他说至高者的能力要荫蔽你。
That which moved upon the face of the earth in the second verse of our Bibles was the one that overshadowed this virgin of Nazareth.
那这个荫蔽会让我们想起约翰福音的这个创世纪的一章二节啊，就是神的灵运行在水面上，他也用的也是这个词，就是遮盖啊，覆盖的这个意思，所以这个圣者的能力就像这样遮盖在了玛利亚的身上。
And God who could call a universe out of nothing planted a seed within the womb of that woman.
所以那个能从无生出万有的这个神呢，也可以在这个妇人的这个子宫里种下这样的种子。
And at that moment, those two natures, at the instant of conception, those two natures were forever united in one.
那就在这个耶稣这个怀孕就是成胎的这一刻啊，这两个本性就是神和人的这个两个本性就完全的结合在了一起。
Well, what did that mean in a practical sense for him here on earth?
那他在这个地上的时候，就主耶稣行走在地上的时候，对他说有什么就是实践性的意义呢？
As a 100% man, what was he to? How would he live?
那他作为一个完全的人，百分之百的人，那他怎么生活呢
？He was also God, and he never gave up being God when he was here.
当他在地上的时候呢，他也是神，他从来没有放弃过他的神性。
But one thing distinguished him.
但是有一件事情呢，把他和其他东西都分开，区别开来了。
As the perfect man, he was always walking in complete obedience to God, his Father.
那就是他作为一个完全的人呢，他永远都是完全顺服他父神的旨意的。
Though he was God, he limited himself voluntarily to.Live a life of perfect obedience to his God, to God his Father.
那虽然他是神，但是他是自愿选择，完全的顺服他父神的旨意而生活。
Also, as a man, he could get hungry.
同时呢，他作为一个人呢，他也会饿的。
But he wouldn't create food to satisfy his hunger. He waited on his father for food.
但是他绝对不会用自己的神的能力呢，把东西变成食物来吃饱，就解他的饿。他完全是依靠父神供应他食物。
And for 30 years before he entered his public ministry, he earned his living by the work of his hands.
那在30岁他公开服事之前呢，他也是要靠自己的双手劳动来生活的，来养生的。
He could also suffer thirst.
同时呢，他也要忍受饥渴，忍受口渴。
On the cross, that was one of the last things that he said, I thirst.
那在十字架上，他最后说的几句话，其中包括就是我渴了。
And he could be weary. We find him on the well at Samaria, sitting down, tired from his journey.
那他也会劳累的。我们在这个撒玛利亚这个井旁的这个妇人这个故事里看到，他走路走累了，走乏了，就坐在井边。
And as a man, he could suffer pain and death.
那作为一个人呢，他也要经历痛苦和死亡的。
Though his life was never taken from him.
虽然不是人把他的命夺去的。
He laid down his life voluntarily.
他是自愿舍了他的命的。
Because he was never sinned, he would never die.
因为他从来没有犯过罪，所以他永远不会死的。
He could not die.
他不能死。
Because he never sinned and he was God.
因为他是神，他永远他从没有犯过罪。
But he could be subject to death because he laid down his life voluntarily.
但他依然可以成为死的这个对象，因为他是自愿的把自己的生命舍了。
And during his life, he humbled himself and took the place of a servant.
那在他的一生中呢，他也谦卑自己，取了奴仆的样式。
Now, further, we want to look a little more closely at this life itself.
那现在呢，我们再仔细看看，就是主耶稣的这个生命。
He lived among men who were sinners.
他住在罪人中间。
But sin could not touch him.
但是罪呢，碰不到他。
Let's look at some scriptures concerning the sinless life of this man, Christ Jesus.
我们来看一些经文啊，看这个基督这个人呢，他的无罪的一生。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书的二章。
And verse 22.
二十二节。
We read that he committed no sin. He nor was deceit found in his mouth.
他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
He did no sin, it says there.
这里说他没有犯罪。
He could make the challenge to publicly. He could say, "Who could convince me that I have sinned?"
他可以公开的向大家挑战说，谁能够证明我犯了罪？
He could challenge all those who knew him and observed him and say, "Is there anyone here that could say that I sinned at any point?"
他可以问一切认识他的人说，你们这里所有的人任何人。你要知道我犯了罪来指证的话，你都请站出来。
He did no sin.
但是没有，他没有犯过罪。
Second Corinthians chapter 5:21.
哥林多后书的五章三十一节。
For he who made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. Oh, sorry, I got the wrong.Yes, for he who made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 5:21. Second Corinthians?
21节不是31节啊。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
In Peter, he says he did no sin. Here, it says he knew no sin.
那彼得前书里刚才读到，他说他没有做过 算罪的事了，就是他没有做过，没有犯过罪。这里呢是说他不知道罪，这个中文没有讲清楚，但是不知罪。
That includes his thoughts.
这个呢就把他的思想都包括进去了。
Now, can any one of us say that we have never sinned in our minds?
我们中任何人能够说我们的思想中没有犯过罪吗？
No sinful thought ever entered into the mind of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就没有任何一个有罪的思想曾经进入过主耶稣基督的头脑。
One more verse.
再看一节经文。
1 John 3:5.
约翰一书的。
First John, the first letter of John. Chapter 3:5.
三章五节。
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin.
你们知道主曾显现，是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
If he did no sin, no one could see, could claim that he did any sin. And he knew no sin, no thought in his mind.Here we have the Holy Spirit saying that in him was no sin. This is God the Spirit looking into the very heart of the Son of God saying in him was no sin.
那第一节经文彼得前书里面讲的是任何人呢外面的人都看不见他的罪行，没有人说他做过犯罪的事情，然后哥林多后书讲呢他的思想里也没有任何犯罪的念头，然后这里面呢这节经文呢是说的是圣灵为他做见证，说他在他里面没有罪，就是圣灵能够看到人的罪里面，就是即使在主的罪里面也是一点罪都没有的。
Now someone might say, well, that was easy for him because everything went perfect in his life.
那有人会说，那这对主来说是容易的呀，因为他的一生都是很完美的。
He didn't have to suffer the troubles that I've had.
他说他不用他没有遇到过我这样的麻烦。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
那我们现在来翻到希伯来书的四章。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15.
十五节。
read verse 14 for a connection.
我们先上下文的关系我们读一下十四节。
Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
We can say, well, I'm so weak, but he was God, he was strong.
我们可以说，哦，我是软弱的呀，但是他是神，他是刚强的呀。
But he says,He can sympathize with our weaknesses because he was tempted in every point that we were, yet without sin.
但是他这里说，主耶稣是能够体恤我们的软弱的，因为我们所受过的所有的试探，他都受过，但是他没有犯罪。
He was tested far more than you and I have ever been tested.
但实际上他受过的试炼啊，比我们所受的试炼要大得多得多。
We may have had many adversities in our lives.
那我们的生活中呢，可能会有很多的负面的这个抵挡的东西。
But how many of us can say that we have the arch enemy of God, the devil, watching our every footsteps, trying to destroy us at any opportunity?
那但是谁能说我们的生命里是有呢曾经做过天使长的这个魔鬼啊，就是撒旦他自己亲自牢牢地盯着你，就是想利用一切机会来打击你，毁坏你的呢？
None were ever tested like the Lord Jesus during his lifetime.
没有一个人曾像主耶稣基督一生所受过的那个试探那样大的试探。
Yet as God, as a man, he was completely dependent upon God, his father. But as God, he knew everything that was happening.
那作为一个人呢，他是凡事都依靠父神的。同时呢，他又作为神呢，他是知道万事的。
He knew exactly what was happening. He knew he could read men's hearts.
他知道将要发生的事情，而且他也能够读人的心。
He could speak to angels, invisible demons.
他可以对那看不见的鬼说话。
He knew all things.
他知道一切。
In John chapter 2,
在约翰福音的二章
verse 24 and 25,
24和25。
But Jesus did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人，也用不着谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。
He said to Peter, cast your net on the right side of the boat.
他对彼得说，你在船的右边撒下网。
And he could bring all those fish into that net, and it was so big they couldn't even pull the net in.
主耶稣可以让所有的鱼都进到那个网里，这个一网鱼太沉了，他们甚至都拉不上来。
He knew where those fish were.
他们知道鱼在哪里。
And so he knew all things as God.
他作为神，他知道万事。
But again, we might emphasize the fact that he never made a decision that wasn't in the will of his father.
但是我们要再强调一点啊，他虽然作为神也知道万事有能力，但是他从来没有做过一个在父神旨意以外的决定。
So that's, we might say what it means, the word became flesh.
所以那道成了肉身意味着什么呢？
And even after he was raised from the dead,He could say to Philip, a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. Come touch me.
他复活了以后，他都对腓力说，他说鬼的就是鬼的话是没有肉也没有骨的，但是我有，你来摸一下。
Well, let's continue with our verse in John chapter 1 verse 14.
好，我们继续来看。我们这节经文呢，就是约翰福音一章的十四节。
He says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
那第二句话说的是，第一是道成了肉身，第二是住在我们中间。
Here we have the voice of the witnesses.
那这里呢，我们就看到了这个见证的话了，听到了见证的话。
John says we saw that life.
那约翰是说，约翰在做见证啊，就是这个使徒约翰在说，他说我们见到了他的生命。
He dwelt. The word there is the word for tabernacle or to pitch your tent.
那这里的住啊，就是一个帐篷，就是把你的帐篷扎在这个我们中间。
Among us, though.
对，就是把你的帐篷搭在我们中间。
It doesn't mean to say that he was. It was temporary.
但是并不意味着是他是只是暂时住在我们中间。
Normally, when We used to go camping, we used to do, use a tent a lot.
当我们去野外露营的时候呢，我们会多次使用帐篷。
And then once we had finished camping, we packed the tent up and we had more permanent residence.
当我们结束露营以后呢，我们就把帐篷收起来，回到我们就是固定的家里面去。
But it doesn't mean to say the Lord Jesus only became a man temporarily.
但是在这里呢，并没有这样的意思啊，说主耶稣是暂时的成为了人。
It meant he was temporarily walking among men.
他只是说呢，他暂时的行走在人中间。
The tabernacle in the Old Testament, turn with me to Exodus 25.
跟我一起翻到出埃及记的二十五章。你讲一下这个旧约中的这个帐幕。
Although the tabernacle was a tent, It was something else.
虽然这个圣幕本身它是一个帐篷啊，但是它还有比帐篷更多的东西。
Exodus chapter 25 verse 8.
我们看埃及记的二十五章八节。
It says, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
In other words, that tent was not just a temporary dwelling place, but a sanctuary. A place that would be among the people.
他这个帐幕不仅是一个暂时的居所，同时他这里说它是一个圣所，让神可以在人的中间。
In the same way, the body of our Lord Jesus Christ was the sanctuary of the Spirit of God Himself.
所以主耶稣基督的身体啊，他的这个肉身呢，也是圣灵的居所，就是圣灵的能够住的这个圣所。
Again, turn back to the Gospel of John again, the second chapter.
我们再翻回到约翰福音的二章。
John chapter 2 verse 19.
十九节。
Verse 18, please.
好，十八节。
The Jews in verse 18, they ask him for a sign. Why are you doing all these things? Give us a sign.
在这一节里面的犹太人呢，问主耶稣要行一个神迹，他们的意思是说主耶稣凭什么就是在圣殿里做这些事情，显一个神迹给我们看。
So Jesus said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
十九节，耶稣回答说，你们拆毁这殿，我三日内要再建立起来。
Of course, the Jews didn't have a clue that he was talking about what he was talking about. They said, verse 20,Then the Jews said, it's taken 46 years to build this temple, and are you going to raise it up in 3 days?
当然犹太人是根本不明白主耶稣在这里讲的是什么意思的，所以他们在二十节里便说，这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内就再建起来吗？
But verse 21 explains, but he was speaking of the temple of his body.
但是二十一节解释了，但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
The Spirit of the Living God was resident in that body.
所以这圣永活的神的这个灵啊，他住在了这个肉身里面，耶稣的肉身里。
That's what that phrase means. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, tabernacled in the flesh of that human body.
所以这就是这句话的意思啊，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，就是他用这个肉身作为帐篷。搭帐篷住在人的中间。
What condescension that he would in humility come down in a human form.
这是何等的这个屈尊降贵啊，就是他一个本来是神，他却谦卑取了一个人的样式。
And what love that motivated his purpose in coming into the world to say that body would beBe to sacrifice on the cross.
那又是怎样的这个爱的动机啊，让他可以把他这个肉身献祭，就是为了我们死去献祭。
But for 33 years, the Son of God came out of the bosom of the Father, came down from heaven, and dwelt as man among men.
那从这个父怀里出来的这个独生子啊，他有33年之久啊，他住在人的中间。
Then we come to another phrase. Go back to our text.
好，我们再回到我们今天讲的这节经文，一章十四节，约翰福音一章十四节。
Here we have the third phrase.
这节的第三句话。
We beheld his glory.
就是我们也见过他的荣光，就是英文和中文的顺序有点不同啊。英文是我们也见过他的荣光。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory.
那英文的顺序是道成了肉身，住在我们中间，我们也见过他的荣光。
Oh, would you not have liked to live in the days when the life of Christ was on earth?
那大家有没有想如果我们也能够出生在或者生活在主耶稣基督在世上的那个时候该多好。
John is reflecting at this as an old man. He's reflecting on, as he thinks back over the many decades
decades that he has meditated and thought about the Lord Jesus.
这是使徒约翰啊，他当时写这句话的时候已经是个很老的老人了。他在回顾啊，很多年前他和主耶稣基督一起生活过的那段时光。
And he's thinking over again the different events, the times on the road, walking from one village to another.
他在回忆啊过去的很多事情，就是包括他们走在路上，从一个村子走到另一个村子之间的这个行路的过程。
Well, the nights spent in villages or on the hillsides as they traveled through the land of Israel.
以及他们在小村子里或者是在山上度过的那些夜晚啊，当他们行走在以色列之土地之上的时候。
And among the crowds, and they could see how he reacted to those that had such great needs that constantly pressed.On him.
那他们也能够看到那些蛮有需要的人群呢，是一直都在围着他，一直都在挤着他。
And in his great compassion and love and patience for everybody that came.
那以及他对所有来到他面前的人的那伟大的爱啊的同情和怜悯。
And though he was perhaps exhausted and sometimes hungry and thirsty.Yet he never would turn anyone away.
那即使他有的时候已经非常的疲惫了，疲惫不堪了，又饥又渴，但是呢，他从来不会拒绝任何一个人的。
He says, "We beheld his glory. We saw it with our own eyes."
所以他这里说，我们也见过他的荣光，我们是用自己的眼睛啊，亲眼见过这荣光。
The word "beheld" there means to be.Carefully, very deliberately studying something.
这里的见过是仔细的看，就是有意识的、好好的研究的那样的看。
Just like students in a classroom studying some subject because they know they're going to have an exam after, and how they focus their energies on this.Whatever object it is, whatever subject it might be, but they focus all their energy. This is the idea. We beheld his glories.
那这里这个词的意思呢，就像一个学生啊，在教室里面，他们专注于一个将要考试的一个学科也好，一个项目也好，他们是全神贯注的在学习，在研究这个，就是这样的一个词，就是这里的这个见过。
Now.If they saw his glories, how was it that so many people could not see those glories?
那如果使徒约翰见过这荣光，为什么很多其他的人看不见呢？
The only time we read of the glories that shone forth from the Son of God was on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那唯一一次啊，我们真的看见就是这荣光从主耶稣的身上发出来的时候，就是在变相山上。
Do you remember the events of that night?
大家还记得那一晚发生的那件事吗？
Jesus took three of his disciples up. It was probably up on the shoulder of Mount Hermon, a very high mountain.
那天晚上可能就是在这个黑门山啊，就是那个很高的那座山。主耶稣基督带了三个门徒上那座山上去。
And there, in the middle of the night, suddenly, A brilliant light shone out from that mountainside.
那就在这个晚上黑夜的时候，突然霎时间就是有着耀人的这个光芒啊，从主耶稣基督的身体里发出来。
That light didn't come from heaven.
这个光不是从天上来的。
That light radiated out from the Son of God Himself.
是从神的儿子，就是自己的身体里发射出来的。
Peter wrote about it many years later.
那彼得呢，是在很多年以后呢，写下了这件事情。
In 2 Peter chapter 1,
在彼得后书的一章
he says in verse 16,
16节
For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ,
but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
For a few moments, those disciples, they saw the inner glories of the Son of God shine forth.It says he was transfigured before him, transformed completely, and they saw the hidden glories of his inherent nature. You know what?
所以就在那一刻啊，这个门徒们他们是看见了主耶稣基督里面啊，就作为神子啊，他本来用这个肉身所掩藏的这个本来就有的这个荣耀、这个荣光从他里面发出来，因为那个是变了相了，就是。把他的真实的情况展现出来了。
Only once do we read of his glories being shone out while he was on earth.
所以只有这一次我们读到，就是他的这个本来有的这个荣耀是从里面显明出来发出来的。
To his own family, they were surprised at the miracles that he did.His own people in his own village, Nazareth. They said, this is the carpenter's son, just an ordinary man.
所以即使他的家人呢，当他行神迹的时候，他们都很惊讶。那还有他的这个家乡人，拿撒勒人呢，看到他行这些神迹的时候，都说，这不就是那个木匠的儿子吗？
What glory then was it that John saw and the rest of the disciples? We saw his glory.
那使徒约翰在这里说的，就是他以及其他使徒所见到的，我们见过他的荣光是什么荣光呢？
They saw something else.
他们看到的是别的东西。
They saw his personal, his moral glories.
那就是他个人的道德上的荣光。
His essential or his official glories, they were hidden, except for that one instance on the Mount of Transfiguration, but.His moral and personal glories, they could only be perceived by faith.
但他的这个本质的，或者说他的这个正式的这个荣光荣耀，只在变相山上那一次显现出来过一次。那他其他的这个就这里说的这个道德上的荣光呢，只有凭信心才能够见到。
And when John said, "We beheld his glories." They had a ringside seat, you might say, to see those personal glories being shed out in his daily walk.
那这里使徒约翰说的这个，我们见过他的荣光，是他们作为很靠近他们的人，是在每一天跟他同吃同住的这个过程中看到的他的这个人品，他的这个道德上面发出的这个荣光。
He says.The next phrase says, it was the glory of the only begotten of the Father.
那接下去说的这个是他正是父独生子的荣光。
There was only one, the unique and only Son of God.
只有这一位独特的独生子，就是神的儿子。
That glory, those glories, those moral or personal glories, they were his.The human manifestation of God's glories shining through mankind.
那这种个性上的或者说道德上的荣光是神性啊，在人的在人性当中表现出来的这样的荣光。
To put it in another way, it was the shining out of his perfect inner life.
或者说是他内在的这个完美的生命的一个表现。
It was the radiating out of his perfect character.
是他这个完美的性情啊所散发出来的这种魅力。
But the world would miss all that.
但是这世人呢却错过了这一切。
That light was shining in the darkness, but the darkness couldn't grasp it. Remember we read that earlier?
就像我们前面读的这个这第五节这个经文，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
The eye of sinful man only saw a humble servant.
那这个罪人的眼睛啊，只看到了一个谦卑的仆人。
But God in heaven looked down and said, "This is my beloved son."
但是神从天上往下看，却说这是我的爱子，我的独生爱子。
Only the eye of faith could see the beauties that's in the person of the Lord Jesus.
那只有凭着信心的眼睛啊，才能看见主耶稣基督他人性上的荣美。
Turn to Matthew chapter 16.
我们看到看马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16 and verse 16.This was just before the mount. Before they went up the mountain when he would reveal his personal glory or his official glories. This happened at the bottom of the mountain before they went up.
那这是就在这个主耶稣要带着三个 门徒啊登山变相之前的发生的事。那时候他们在山脚下。
And he'd been with them now for 3 years.
这时候主耶稣已经跟他们一起度过了三年。
They had, his disciples had had ample time to see who he really was.
门徒们有足够的时间，有大量的时间能够看清楚他到底是谁。
They had touched him, they had heard him, they had seen what he had done.
他们摸过他，听过他说话，看见过他做的事。
They had listened to his wisdom and seen his miraculous power.
他们听过主耶稣的智慧话，看到他做的奇妙的神迹。
And finally now to his disciples, after 3 years of his ministering among them.
那在主耶稣跟他们一起共同服侍了三年以后呢，现在轮到他们了。主耶稣问他们。
He asked them in verse 13.
在十三节里，主耶稣问他们一个问题。
When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples saying,Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
耶稣到了凯撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
Now he used the term "Son of Man" almost exclusively about himself.
他这里用的人子啊，就是专指他的。
He didn't call himself the Son of God, except on maybe one or two occasions.
除了偶尔的一两次啊，他一般不称呼自己为神子。
He took on human flesh and he called himself the Son of Man.
因为他取了人肉身了，所以他叫自己为人子。
The second man who would die for the sins of the world.
就是那末后的亚当，要为这世人的罪而死的亚当。
So he asked them, who do other people now? I've been healing people and preaching for 3 years. What do they say about me?
他说这些人呢就是我已经治好了这么多人我已经给他们这么多人讲过道那么这些人说我人子是谁呢
No, he was asking the question not as if he didn't know, he knew.
他问这个问题并不表明他自己不知道答案他知道的。
He knew all men.
因为他知道万人。
But it was a way of teaching his disciples to bring out the answers from them, so they would think.
因为，但是这是他教导门徒的一个方式，他要把门徒里面的想法让他们讲出来。
So he says, "What do people say that I am?"
所以他说，人说我人子是谁呢
？So one of the disciples said, "Well, they say you're John the Baptist."
对，有的门徒说呢，有人说是施洗的约翰。
That John the Baptist had risen from the dead because John had died by now.
也就是说，施洗约翰死里复活了，因为那个时候施洗约翰已经死了，已经被砍头了。
Some say Elijah.
有人说是以利亚。
Elijah was the one that did all the miracles, many miracles.
因为以利亚是那个做行了很多神迹那个先知。
Some thought it was Jeremiah the prophet.
也有人说是先知耶利米。
Jeremiah was the weeping prophet, the one who wept over Israel going into captivity and the destruction of the city.
因为耶利米呢是哭泣的先知，因为他为以色列人马上要被掳，以色列地啊要被毁灭而哭泣的这样一位先知。
And Jesus was often grieved and sorrowful. He was a man of sorrows, Isaiah says.
那主耶稣呢，就是这忧伤之子啊，像以赛亚这个先知所预言的，就是他常常为以色列人所忧伤、所哭泣。
There are other opinions. Some of them say some of the other prophets.
那还有人有别的观点，就是说是其他的先知里的一位。
But then he comes to the real question that he wants to find out.
然后最后呢，主就问了一个他真正想要问的一个问题。
But who do you say that I am?
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”
And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Their eyes had been opened.
他的眼睛已经被打开了。
Jesus answered verse 17 and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
十七节，耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”
It's only through the eye of faith that one can perceive the beauties of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你们看，只有借着信心的眼睛啊，一个人才能够看出来主耶稣基督身上所显出的荣美。
He hid those glories.
因为主耶稣把这样的荣耀。
Just as the glory of God that was in the holy place of the temple and tabernacle was hidden from view by a veil, a heavy veil.
那就像在旧约的那个圣幕或者这个圣殿里面，主的这个荣光呢是在至圣所里面是被一个幔子所遮住的一样。
And now that veil has been broken apart. That veil was his body.
然后现在这个幔子呢，就指他的身体。那现在这个幔子已经被撕开了，裂开了，就是说他的身体已经为我们死去了。
If he hadn't veiled his glories, he could not walk among men.
因为如果他不把他的荣光用他的这个肉体啊遮盖起来的话，他是没有办法行走在人中间的。
But he veiled those glories so that they be only discovered by the eye of faith.
所以他把自己的荣耀遮起来，就这样，只有那凭信心的眼睛的人呢，他们才能够看到。
The poor in spirit.
就是灵里贫穷的人才能看到。
Children.
那些像小孩子一样。
The humble.
谦卑的人。
Those that are heavy laden, burdened with burdens.
那些劳苦担重担的人。
When they have exhausted all their strength and energy and have nothing else, then they come to God and they see the beauties of this wonderful man.
他们用尽了他们自己一切的力量以后呢，他们就来到神面前，然后他们就看到了这人子的荣美。
Wasn't that your experience and mine?
这是不是就是你和我的经历呢？
Those proud people are blind. They don't see, they don't think so, but they're blind.
那些骄傲的人呢，他们实际上是眼瞎的，但他们虽然不认为自己眼瞎，但他们的确是眼瞎的。
The heroes to the world are those strong that can overcome everything.
那些在这世上很强大的人，他们认为他们可以战胜一切。
And at the end, they're as frail as anyone else and die like men.
那最后呢，他们的结局也是像其他人一样的死亡。
But there was only one that came to die. That was the Lord Jesus Himself.
那只有一个人呢，来是为我们死的，就是主耶稣基督。
Another thing, if we go back to the Gospel of John now, as I close, maybe we have a few minutes for some questions.
好，最后我们再回到约翰福音一章啊十四节，我们讲完，然后我们就可以留点时间问问题。
The last phrase there.
这十四节的最后一句话。
He was full of grace and truth.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
His glory shone out in grace and truth.
所以他的荣光啊，是以这个恩典和真理这样两者往外发出光来的。
He was full of it. There was never a lack. There was never a time when he became weak in grace, that he couldn't supply some compassion or grace to someone.
这里说充充满满的有恩典，也就是说他没有任何时候这个恩典是不够用的，恩典是软弱无力的，不足够满足人的需要的，没有这样的时候。
Grace is is us obtaining what we don't deserve.
那恩典呢，就是我们得到我们本不配得到的东西。
Grace is when is given when the object of that doesn't deserve anything.
那恩典呢，就是给那些什么都不根本就不配得的对象，给这些对象的东西。
And truth, the Lord is the truth. It says.
这里还说有真理。
He is the truth. In the scriptures before, in the Old Testament, there's much truth.
那在这之前的这个圣经里面啊，在圣经里面有很多真理。
The laws that were given to Israel were true.
那赐给以色列人的律法呢，他们也是真理。
But it wasn't all the truth.
但这不是全部的真理。
That truth, the Lord Jesus was the very embodiment of truth.
那主耶稣基督呢，是这个成了肉身的真理。
And as the truth, he's the light. The light that came into the world that exposes evil.
那既然他是真理呢，他就是这个光，他是来这个地上去照出黑暗的那个光，照出这个罪，对，邪恶的那个光。
But those grace and truth are like the two legs of the walk of the Son of God.
那恩典和真理啊，就像人子在地上行走的两条腿一样。
You know,we, as humans, some of us are more truth, some are more grace, and we tend to limp through life because we have an emphasis on one or the other.
那我们作为人呢，我们有的人呢，他真理多一点，有的人呢，恩典多一点，我们就像这个瘸子一样在地上走路，因为我们没办法保持这两者的平衡。
But the Lord Jesus was the perfect balance.
但是主耶稣基督能够完美的平衡这两者。
He could say to the woman that was caught in adultery, "Neither do I condemn you."
他可以对那行淫被抓的妇人说，我也不定你的罪。
He saw her repentance.
因为他看到她的悔改了。
And he said, "I don't condemn you."
他说我不定你的罪。
His grace.
这是恩典。
But on the other hand, he said, "Go and sin no more."
但同时呢，他又对他说，你去吧，以后不要再犯罪了。
And he could say both in a manner that would be completely accepted by that woman.
他把这两者呢都说出来，同时呢，他用一个这个女人完全能够接受的方式说出来了。
Now as we finish tonight and have a few minutes for questions, turn to John, again John chapter 1, but a little further along in verse 35 and 36.
好，我们结束之前，我们再看约翰福音的一章的35和36节。
Again, the next day, John, that is John the Baptist, stood with two of his disciples and looked at Jesus as he walked, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
再次日，约翰，这是施洗约翰，同两个门徒站在那里，他见耶稣行走，就说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。
John.Was told by God to look for this man.
那神是告诉约翰要去找这个人的。
Verse 35, it says, I didn't know him. Verse 33, I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he that baptizes.With the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.
我们看33和34节、啊、施洗约翰说我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的，我看见了就证明这是神的儿子。
And so John the Baptist, the next day, he's walking and he sees Jesus.
所以第二天呢，当施洗约翰看见耶稣在行走的时候
，and he sees Jesus walking，
他看见耶稣在行走
，the embodiment of truth and grace，
那就是这个恩典和真理啊，在这样一个人的身上走过来了
，and God had revealed to him that this was the Son of God，
然后神就启示他说这就是神的儿子
，and he points him out to the disciples and said, look at that beautiful walk。
然后 使徒约翰就向他的门徒指着说，你看这个人是多么美行走，多么美丽的行走在这地上。
Now 2 weeks from now, because next week is going to be a Lunar New Year celebration. But 2 weeks from now, we'll look at how that actually plays out of his fullness. That fullness that was his, he was full of grace and truth, is actually ours as well. Of his fullness, we have received a grace for grace.
两周以后啊，因为下周是农历新年，我们暂停一次。两周以后呢，我们来看看这个充充满满，就是这个他的丰满的这个恩典呢，就是他的恩典是如何的丰满，然后他的恩典充满呢，我们也都从这个丰满的恩典里得着了，这个丰满也成了我们的了。我们下次再来好好的讲这个丰满这个事。
So now we have some time for questions. We got Mr. Summers, if you would join me here.
我们先留点时间来问问题。Galatians chapter 6. Verse 2.
然后第五节，因为个人必担当自己的担子。
And verse 5.
Verse 2 and what?
Verse 5. Verse 2 said, bear one another's burdens. And verse 5 said, each one shall bear his own load.
5:2 or 6:2?
Chapter 6.
Oh, I'm in the wrong book. I'm in the wrong book, sorry.
Galatians.
Would you like to answer that?
Yeah.
五节又说你要担自己的担子，但不知道这些担子是什么，然后互相担当又是哪些担子？
Yeah. The first question is bear one another's burdens. What kind of burdens we are? And in verse 5, each one shall bear his own load. So what kind of load here?
So I will. Excuse me, I will start with this question.
Oh, sorry, 我给大家说一下那个中文的，就是加拉太书的六章的二节和五节。二节里说呢，你们个人的重担要互相担当。五节呢说，个人必担当自己的担子。那这都是讲两个担子，一会儿说互相担当，一会儿说个人担当自己的，那分别是指什么？
And frankly, I like this question. I asked this same question studying this passage many, many years ago.
他说我很多年前学这段的时候呢，我也问自己这个问题。
And I basically said, what's wrong with the Bible? Because it says, in verse 2,bear somebody else's burden, and then it says bear your own burden. And I said, why would the Lord contradict himself?
那我说这圣经是不是有问题呀？为什么二节说要互相担重担，然后第五节要说个人担当自己的？是为什么神自己会跟自己矛盾呢？
And I am not a Greek student.
那我不是一个很好的这个希腊文的学生啊。
But I have a Bible that sometimes translates the word from the original Greek.
就是我有的圣经的版本呢，是从这个希腊文直接翻译过来的。
And so apparently in verse 2, the word burden is a burden in the sense of infirmities.
那这二节里面说的这个担子啊，这重担呢，是指疾病。
And then in verse 5, the word burden, is a load in the sense of responsibility.
然后第五节的这个担子呢，是指责任。
So, that clarifies it in my mind as follows.
那这样的两个词的意思呢，在我头脑中呢，就有了以下的这样的一个这样的一个解释。
In verse 2, you meet someone who is weak and infirm.
那第二节呢，就是说，如果你遇到有的人呢，他很软弱，然后他可能甚至有病。
He may be old, he may be young, he may be sick.
但也可能他是年纪大，有可能年纪大，也可能年纪轻，也可能他生病了。
He may not understand as much as you.
他可能不如你呢，懂得多。
But when you look at him, you reach out in love toward him, and you say, I think I can help you. God has given me some strength that you don't have. I am going to try to help you.
然后呢，你看着他了，你就用爱走，带着爱走向他，你说，我可以帮助你，因为神给了我一些力量。你需要帮助，我可以帮助你，因为神给了我一些力量，可以给你帮助。
And so that's a wonderful way to go through life. You see somebody over there with a bit of a need, you go over and you say, excuse me, can I help you?
所以你这样过你的一生呢，是很棒的，就是你看到有需要的人，你就说，哦，我看到你的需要，我能帮助你吗？
But in verse 5, the word is, every man shall bear his own, and the word burden there could easily be translated responsibility.
第五节，个人必担当自己的担子，这个担子可以很容易把它翻译成责任。
So if it's my responsibility and ability to help myself, I shouldn't be looking to you to help me. I've got to live up to my own responsibility.
就如果这个是我的责任，某项责任或多项责任的话呢，我不能去指望你，我要担起我自己的责任来。
So the two are complementary, not contradictory.
所以这两个呢是互相补充的，并不是互相矛盾的。
As we go through life, we say, if I have the ability to do it myself, I will do it myself. If I see someone who doesn't have that ability, I'll help him too.
那所以我们在生活中呢，我们自己能做的要自己做。如果看到别人呢是没有这个能力的呢，我们可以帮助的就去帮助。
So if your question was my question, that's the answer.
如果你的问题跟我问我自己的问题是一样的话呢，这就是我的回答了。
Johnny,
I just make one comment before of with her question.
再补充一下。
Yeah. Yeah, I agree exactly what Harold has mentioned there. I looked up the word. The first word there, bear one another's burdens. That's a weight, a load. In other words, you see somebody carrying a heavy load, you come alongside, can I help you carry that load?
那我完全同意刚才 Harold 的解释啊，就是我也查了一下这两个词，第二节里面的这个重担呢，就像一个人背负一个很重的东西一样的，就是如果你在路上看到一个人扛了很重的东西呢，驮不住的那个样子呢，你会说我能不能帮你一起抬？
Those burdens could be anything.
这种重担呢，可能可以是任何的东西。
Whatever people are a young mother with having trouble with a child, an older woman could come along and help that young mother. That's helping her with her burdens, her weight.
那比如说一个年轻的妈妈，在照顾孩子上面有难处、有困难的话，那一个年老的这个姐妹呢，就可以去帮助她。
But the other one there, I think, is partially explained by verse 4. Let each one examine his own work. And then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. The word there is his own work or task or responsibility. That's what verses 4 and 5 go together.
那第五节呢，它的这个解释呢，其实就在第四节，就是把这两节呢，连在一起看呢，我们就会明白。第四节说呢，个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了，因为个人必担当自己的担子。所以这个担子呢，是指的是个人的行为，他的责任或者他的任务。
So I think we can see the Linda, you see the difference there between the two then?
跟Linda现在看到这两者的区别了吗？
Good.
Yes? Okay, good. I hope so. It didn't seem too enthusiastic.
Okay, Johnny, you're on.
Yes.
When
Jesus walked on earth for 33 years. And Johnny's question is, why it's not 43 years? Because Jesus is God. He knows everything. Actually, he can control the time when he went to the cross and died. So when he chose this time, when he was on earth for 33 years, what happened then? Why that particular time?
I was hoping Johnny might be able to tell me.
他说那你可以回来，你可以告诉我们。我跟网上的朋友说一下，就是 Johnny 这个问题，就是说，主耶稣在地上活了33年以后，上了十字架，就是他为什么不是43年，不是53年，就是是什么促使他决定要33年这个时候上十字架的？是这样的，对吧？
就是当时发生什么事情促使他在那个时间33岁的时候上十字架？
三十人数。What happened? What kind of thing happened? Make him decided to run to the cross on that particular time when he walked on earth for 33 years.
I'll start out with the easy part.
Harold 说，我先简单的说一下。
He started his earthly ministry when he was 30 years old.
那主耶稣开始在这地上的公开服事呢，是他在30岁的时候。
And that was the time when the priests in the Old Testament started their work.
那30岁呢，是旧约的祭司啊正式开始服事的年龄。
You could also see, I believe, that David started his work as a king when he was 30 years old, and Joseph started his work as the ruler of Egypt when he was 30 years old. So it's logical that he started his work when he was 30 years old.
那大家都知道，那个大卫呢，是在他30岁的时候当上的王。然后那个约瑟呢，也是他在30岁的时候当上的埃及的宰相，所以呢这很合情理，就是主耶稣在30岁的时候开始公开服事。
The hard part is why did he finish 3.5 years later？
所以简单的讲完了，难的是为什么他3年半以后就结束了这个工作呢？
There's a number of threes in scripture. He was in the grave 3 days, 3 nights.
那在圣经里面有很多重要的三啊，比如说他在坟墓里是待了3天3夜。
When Moses told Pharaoh that he wanted to bring the children of Israel up out of Egypt to hold a feast 3 days into the wilderness.
当摩西去跟法老说，他要把以色列人带出埃及到旷野去献祭敬拜神的时候，也是说在那里要献3天的祭。
So often three days
3 speaks of separation, total separation.
所以3呢代表的是完全的分开。
So that may be that I don't know the cosmic timetable.
Amen.
也可能这是部分原因，但我真的不知道是什么定是什么东西导致这个时间表被确定下来。
There may be you know, it's a good question. Nobody's asked me that question before. I don't know if I've asked myself that question.
这是一个很好的问题，因为没有人以前问过我这个问题，我自己也没问过自己这个问题。
But it's an interesting question. Thank you.
这是一个很有趣的问题。
Part of the answer is only Jesus could do it.
但还有这个一种回答呢，就是只有耶稣才能够这么做，就他想什么时候上十字架就上什么。
You try to change the world in 3 years, see how you do.
如果你也想试试三年就改变这个世界，你去试试看。
Jean has a question or comment.
我不是，因为我是那个他跟你有同样的，以前有同样的想法。但我自己跟大家一起学习圣经，我自己的理解是这样的。
I asked the same question as Johnny before, and after I read the Bible, I got my own understanding.
And he's sharing his. 对这个问题有一个想法，跟大家分享。就是说，
你说，
这是上帝，这是神的旨意。
It's the will of God. This is the will of God.
耶稣要按照神的旨意，应许完成三章十六节的这个。旨意给大家见证神的救恩恩典，给所有世人看，这个是完成神应许的关键的恩典关键，所以必须是上十字架。这是三章十六节，还有一个他
没说为什么三年
啊？
为什么三年？他上十字架大家都明白，就是为什么是三年？
She
said that the 3 years the timetable is God's timetable.
Thanks, Jean.
Everything that Jesus did is followed the Father's will.
Father's will.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's just close with a word of prayer. Thank you for those questions, Amen. And the Lord bless.
Amen.
Father, we thank you again for your grace to us, for your word.
主，我们为你的话语、你的恩典感谢你。
It explains so much to us.
这替我们解释了很多事情。
The Lord, it reveals, Jesus, our hearts have been opened to see your great love to us.
你把耶稣启示给了我们，我们的心也敞开，要接受你的爱。
But Lord, there's so much yet that you're got to teach us.
但是您还有很多要教导我们的。
So as we walk together with our Lord Jesus, Lord, continue to instruct us and teach us and guide us, we pray.
主，当我们与主耶稣同行的时候，求您继续的教导我们，引导我们。
Bless each one we ask in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
主，我们奉主佩德的名祈求您祝福我们每一位。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you once again.
Amen.